welcome to what I'm calling the Classroom Stories Podcast. This podcast is hopefully a first of many podcasts. However, the rest of the podcast won't begin until I start teaching and hopefully have my students make a podcast similar to this. For my first podcast, I will read a story that I wrote about 4 or 5 years ago, and I hope to use a podcast format similar to this in the classroom. Hopefully that after writing stories, students can podcast stories to share with classmates, parents, and the world, and hopefully in some way get feedback to improve their story writing or just to be able to talk with other writers. So coming up, I will do my first story. Jan, 85, is lying on a couch in a small living room. Her hair is almost gone. Her eyes are sunken in. She's extremely thin. She's breathing from a traveling oxygen tank that makes a hissing noise when she inhales. Beside her sits Alfred. He is also 85 years old, old and skinny, but still healthy. Their living room is small and cramped, full of many knickknacks, and looks as though it hasn't been cleaned in years. Outside their house, across the street, a group of people from varying ages are filling up sandbags. The water is only about 10 feet from the group as they work quickly to build the wall. Steve, young and tan, is working with the group. There's no way we can work fast enough. He flips through his clipboard of papers and reads a sheet of people who have been evacuated. Steve walks up to Jan and Trailer's house and knocks on the door. No one answers. Mr. Brooks, he knocks again. Alfred answers the door. Hello, sir. I just wanted to know how much longer until you folks are ready to go. Steve puts a check mark beside Jan and Alfred's name on the sheet. I thought you were all building a wall so we could stay. Steve points to the people packing up the bags and getting in their cars to leave. As you can see, the water's rising too fast. It's also been predicted that the flood level will probably be over your house. It's impossible to build a wall that tall without the resources. So, about a half hour, we can go? Yes, about a half hour, that should be enough, Alfred said. He shuts the door and sits beside Jan on the couch. Honey, we have to go. Jan opens her eyes and shakes her head. I can't go. Yes, we have to. Alfred opens the curtains beside Jan and lifts her head so she can see outside. The water is rising too fast. It'll be over our house soon. Jan closes her eyes and whispers, I don't want to leave here. Alfred sits beside Jan, staring out the window. All the people setting up sandbags are gone and the water level has crossed the street into Alfred's yard. I'm not going to leave you, Jan. He gathers Jan up into his arms and takes her out of the room. An hour later, two firefighters and Steve knock on the door. The water level has risen up to the first step of their house. No one answers. Steve checks the names on the clipboard. Mr. Brooks, Mr. Brooks, we must leave now. He nods to one of the firefighters. The firefighter takes a step back and hurls his shoulder into the front door. The two firefighters go to the opposite sides of the trailer. Steve stays in the living room. No sign of him. I didn't see him either. Are you sure? He checks his clipboard. We gotta get out of here then. The men leave, wading through the quickly rising water. As soon as the men are gone, Alfred quickly comes out from under the master bed. He hurries into the bathroom and pulls back the shower curtain. Jan is lying in the bathtub, taking quick, short breaths. Her oxygen tank is lying beside her off. Alfred quickly hooks up the tank, turns it on, and Jan takes some deep breaths. He sits beside her in the tub while holding her hand. When Jan's breath gets back to normal, Alfred picks her up and takes her into the master bed where she lies down. Water is slowly starting to trickle under the door onto the floor. Alfred holds Jan as the water slowly rises. Jan's breathing slows and eventually the oxygen tank stops making any hissing noise. Alfred whispers, Jan. Jan does not respond. Alfred kisses Jan on the forehead and holds her tighter. The water crests the bed and slowly starts to cover their bodies. That's it. That's my first story and my first Classroom Stories podcast. I welcome any feedback and suggestions, whether about the format or any suggestions for my writing. I hope this format will work in the future and students will hopefully be able to create podcasts of their own. Until then, keep reading and keep writing.